The Book of Joshua, Chapter 18. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the sons of Israel 7 tribes, who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide for yourselves 3 men from each tribe, that I may send them, and that they may arise and walk through the land, and write a description of it according to their inheritance. Then they shall return to me, and they shall divide it into 7 portions. Judah shall stay in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay in their territory on the north. And you shall describe the land in 7 divisions, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, because the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh also have received their inheritance eastward, beyond the Jordan, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. Then the men arose and went, and Joshua commanded those who went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and return to me, then I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went and passed through the land, and described it by cities in 7 divisions in a book. And they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land to the sons of Israel according to their divisions. Now the lot of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot lay between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph, and their border on the north side was from the Jordan. Then the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward, and it ended at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. And from there the border continued to Luz, to the side of Luz, that is Bethel, southward. And the border went down to Ataroth-Adar, near the hill which lies on the south of lower Beth-Horon. And the border extended from there, and turned round on the west side southward from the hill which lies before Beth-Horon, southward, and it ended at Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This was the west side. Then the south side was from the edge of Kiriath-Jearim, and the border went westward, and went to the fountain of the waters of Nephtoah. And the border went down to the edge of the hill, which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward. And it went down to the valley of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites southward, and went down to En-Rogel. And it extended northward, and went to En-Shemesh, and went to Gelilath, which is opposite the ascent of Adummim. And it went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And it continued to the side in front of the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. And the border continued to the side of Beth-Hogla northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. Moreover, the Jordan was its border on the east side. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, and according to its borders all around. Now the cities of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho and Beth-Hogla and Emek-Kesis, and Beth-Araba and Zemaraim and Bethel, and Avim and Parah and Ophrah, and Kephar-Ammoni and Ophni and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth, and Mizpah and Shephara and Moza, and Rechem and Erpeel and Terala, and Zela, Hayeleph, and the Jebusite, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, Kariath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, according to their families. Chapter 19. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moleda, and Hazar Shua, and Bela, and Ezim, and Eltolad, and Bethuel, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Leboeth, and Sharuvan, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages. And all the villages which were around these cities as far as Baaleth Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west and to Merela. It then touched Dabesheth and reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. Then it turned from Sarid to the east toward the sunrise as far as the border of Kisloth-Tabor, and it proceeded to Daberath and up to Japhia. And from there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Ethkazin, and it proceeded to Remen, which stretches to Nea. And the border circled around it on the north to Hanathan, and it ended at the valley of Ithtahel. Included also were Keta and Nahalel and Shemron and Idlah and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar, according to their families. And their territory was to Jezreel, and included Cheshuloth and Shunem, and Hepharim and Shion, and Anahareth, and Rabbath, and Kishion, and Ebez, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhadah, and Beth-Pazes. And the border reached to Tabor, and Shehazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, and their territory was Helketh, and Heli, and Beten, and Akshaph, and Elimelech, and Amad, and Mishael. And it reached to Carmel on the west, and to Shihor-Libneth. And it turned toward the east to Beth-Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Ifttahel, northward, to Beth-Emek, and Neiel. Then it proceeded on north to Kabul, and Ebron, and Rehob, and Hammon, and Cana, as far as Great Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah, and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa, and it ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Included also were Uma and Aphek and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. And their border was from Heleth, from the oak, and Zaananim, and Adami-Nekeb, and Zebneel, as far as Lachem, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnoth-Tabor, and proceeded from there to Hukok, and it reached to Zebulun on the south and touched Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. And the fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Chenareth, and Adamah, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Enhazor, and Yeron, and Migdal-El, Horam, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ur-Shemesh, and Shealaban, and Ajalon, and Ithlah, and Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron, and Eltika, and Gibbethon, and Baaleth, and Jehud, and Beni-Barak, and Gath-Rimmon, and Majarkan, and Rakon, with the territory over against Joppa. And the territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them. For the sons of Dan went up and fought with Leshem, and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in their midst to Joshua, the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel, distributed by lot in Shiloh, before the Lord, at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Chapter 20. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Designate the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who killed any person unintentionally, without premeditation, may flee there, and they shall become your refuge from the avenger of blood. And he shall flee to one of these cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and state his case in the hearing of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city to them, and give him a place, so that he may dwell among them. Now if the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor without premeditation, and did not hate him beforehand. And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the one who is high priest in those days. Then the manslayer shall return to his own city, and to his own house, to the city from which he fled. So they set apart Kedesh and Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they designated Bezer in the wilderness on the plain from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the sons of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally may flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands before the congregation. First Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Chapter 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this. Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles, and the brothers of the Lord, and Cephas? Or do only Barnabas and I not have a right to refrain from working? Who at any time serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock? I am not speaking these things according to human judgment, am I? Or does not the law also say these things? For it is written in the law of Moses, You shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing. God is not concerned about oxen, is he? Or is he speaking altogether for our sake? Yes, for our sake it was written, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher to thresh in hope of sharing the crops. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we should reap material things from you? If others share the right over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right, but we endure all things, that we may cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who perform sacred services eat the food of the temple, and those who attend regularly to the altar have their share with the altar? So also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. But I have used none of these things, and I am not writing these things that it may be done so in my case. For it would be better for me to die than have any man make my boast an empty one. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. And I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may become a fellow partaker of it. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. And everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim, I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I buffet my body, and make it my slave, lest possibly after I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified.